Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knot Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In Sprint, How to Solve Big Problems and Test New Ideas in Just 5 Days. Jake Knapp, with co-authors John Zaratsky and Braden Kowitz, presents a unique 5-day process for solving tough problems, developed at Google and now used by companies across the globe. The book outlines a step-by-step approach for taking a project from a big challenge or idea to a tested prototype. Jake Knapp leads readers through the day-by-day sprint process, revealing how teams can shortcut debates, make faster decisions, and get clear results without wasting time. It's a practical guide that combines thought-provoking examples with actionable insights, making it an essential toolkit for any innovative team looking to drive breakthrough results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, day one, map and target. The first day of the sprint process involves understanding the problem at hand and choosing a target for the sprint week. Teams begin by mapping out the problem space and identifying the key stakeholders involved. This phase is crucial for ensuring everyone on the team has a shared understanding of the challenge and the main goals. Mapping allows the team to visualize the customer journey and pinpoint areas of interest or concern. By the end of day one, teams will have a clear focus on a specific target for their sprint, enabling them to dive deep into addressing the most critical parts of the problem. Secondly, day two, sketch. On the second day, sprint participants individually sketch out possible solutions to the problem. This divergence from group brainstorming encourages creativity and prevents groupthink, allowing for a wide range of ideas to surface. The sketch phase is highly structured, starting with inspiration and moving toward concrete solution sketches. Each person's sketches are kept anonymous to ensure that each idea stands on its own merit. By the end of the day, the team has a pile of solution ideas that are ready to be evaluated. Thirdly, day three, decide. The midpoint of the sprint is all about decision-making. The team reviews the solution sketches from day two, engages in structured debates, and makes decisions on which ideas to prototype. The decider plays a key role in this process, with techniques like dot voting and storyboarding helping to steer decisions. This crucial step ensures that the team converges on the most promising solutions, setting the stage for a productive prototyping phase. Day three moves the sprint from divergent thinking to convergent action, crystallizing the effort into a focused direction. Fourthly, day four, prototype. On day four, the focus shifts to rapidly creating a prototype that simulates the chosen solution. The sprint methodology emphasizes building a fake it till you make it prototype, one that's just realistic enough to test with real users. This allows the team to bring their ideas to life quickly and efficiently without the need for costly and time-consuming development. The prototyping tools and techniques suggested are accessible, ensuring teams can actually build a testable product in just one day. This step is all about learning through making, providing a tangible artifact for user testing. Lastly, day five, weigh and test. The final day of the sprint is dedicated to learning from customers through one-on-one interviews. Teams present their prototype to target users, observing and recording their reactions and feedback. This direct input is invaluable as it provides immediate validation or identifies areas for improvement. The testing is set up to gather clear insights, guiding teams on whether to pivot, persevere, or stop. The insights gained from day five can fundamentally shift the direction of the project, ensuring that the team invests in solutions that truly meet user needs. In conclusion, Sprint, how to solve big problems and test new ideas in just 5 days, is more than just a methodology. It's a guidebook for any team or individual looking to bring innovative solutions to complex problems quickly. The 5-day sprint process is ideal for startups, large organizations, and anyone in between who seeks to foster innovation within their projects. The book's emphasis on fast, evidence-based decision-making makes it invaluable for product developers, marketers, and business leaders striving to stay ahead in a fast-paced world. By applying the principles outlined by Knapp and his co-authors, readers can drastically reduce the time wasted on indecision and ineffective solutions, making way for impactful, user-tested innovations. It's a must-read for those who want to embed agility, clarity, and user focus into their approach to problem-solving and product development. If you would like to support Jake Knapp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.